Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1110. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, it's an interesting thing. We started, we started Shinai Makayim. We'll get back to it, but every so often, like an interesting Shaila comes up, we've spoken about in the past. We try and dive into it a little bit and see what it's all about. So, the question is like this, actually something which we discussed a short while ago. We spoke about a while ago, if somebody is, let's say they're drinking a coffee, and then they're going to have some chocolate, or they're eating chocolate, they're going to have coffee, something like that, and they made a shahakal, and then they ate the right amount, and by mistake, they made a bracha achrayna, a nefashos, let's say. So the question was, what do you do now? Do you make a bracha not? So we spoke about all that, the eitzes from the, eitzetavis from the kafachayim, we spoke about the different shitas and how to work it, but that was all there, that was very nice by a not very nice, but I'm saying that was in conjunction with a mistake. In other words, somebody's eating cookies and cake, and by mistake in the middle, they made a al hamichya, they forgot, whatever. So that was a mistake. What do you do? Do you still have to make a new bar amina mazonos or not, whatever? Okay. So now, many times it comes up, a person is, let's say they're drinking a coffee, and they drink the right amount and the right amount of time, right? In general, we say it's Revius, which is be'erach 3 ounces, and l'chatchila it should be, and the amount of time it takes to drink 2 gulps with one small pause in between. The Dievid, you could go, it goes up to 4 minutes. Others hold, the Mishaburi brings down, some place can hold, Bechtechilas Pras also up to 4 minutes. Okay, so they drank the shear, whatever it is, they have to make a Berna Fashos. And they have, so now the question is also, after that, they want to have a candy or two. Let's say a couple of candies, they suck on a couple of candies, or a mint, possibly, whatever the case is. But the question is, the problem is, it takes a little bit of time. In other words, after I finished my coffee, or I had a soda, or I had anything, right? That's a shahakal. And I'm also eating the candy, that's also shahakal. Also eating the mint, that's also a shahakal, right? I'm going to do that afterwards. But as we all know, if you suck on a candy, eat a mint, whatever, it could take a little bit of time, 5, 6, 7, 10 minutes, eat a couple of candies, it could go 10 minutes. By that time, the problem is, A person can very easily forget to make the Berna Fashos. As we know, when eating a candy, when eating a mint, there is no Berna Fashos afterwards because you can never have the shear. You can eat 10 candies. It's not going to help you with the shear because you don't, it's just a sucking candy. You don't take down the right amount, whatever the case is. So there's no afterbrach. Of course, before a candy, you have to make a shahakal, right? Obviously. So this shahakal was made when they made the shahakal on the coffee, right? Or the shahakal was made when they made the shahakal on the chocolate or whatever it might be, on the mint, whatever. Okay. So now, and they had in mind the mint, they had in mind the candy. So the question is, what should we do? Or they didn't have it in mind. So what, in other words, bottom line is, what do you do to get out of the situation whereby one could very easily come to forget to make a Berna Fashos? So there's various different ways of looking at it, the various different Eitz HaTorahs. I do want to say, Rabbi Kahan did mention to me a very interesting Eitz HaTorah. If it's during the week, it could be used. On Yom Tov Shabbos, you really can't use it. But if somebody has a, someone's able to set a alarm on the clock, that's the best thing, right? I know I'll be done in 10 minutes, so just set a quick alarm. People set alarm nowadays for anything. You have the most of the phones, even the flip phones, usually have some sort of alarm on it. You press one small little button, and you have an alarm, right? I know even by myself, people have sometimes Alexa, people have these different type of things, whatever. You just tell them, set an alarm, and it's done. You tell the phone, set an alarm, and it's done. It's a very easy thing these days to set an alarm. You even have sometimes on a watch alarms, obviously. So setting an alarm during the week is a very, very easy thing these days. And that's a good thing. What one should do to, like this, you avoid all the problems, right? I finish my coffee. I need 10 minutes to suck on my candy. Set the alarm for 10 minutes. Alarm goes off. You make a Berna Fashos, you're good to go. So that's probably the best way to work with it. Now the question comes up, what do you do? What do you do? Yom Tov Shabbos, obviously there's no setting alarms on Yom Tov Shabbos and these type of things, obviously. So what do you do then? Okay. So that's a little bit more problematic. There is another Eitzah to do Shinei Mokum if somebody's able to go out of the house, come right back, but not to go right away out of the house. There is a Aruch HaShulchan that does say if you walk out, walk out just for a second. Somebody goes, let's say during the week, to throw out the garbage, to get a UPS package or whatever. He goes out for a very quick, very short, you know, like a in and out type of thing. There is Aruch HaShulchan that says that one would not have to remake a bracha, so that becomes a problem. You would have to mamish go outside, walk down the block a little. Okay, it becomes a little bit of a problem. So, but I did hear Rav Kahan mentioned to me from Rav Shmuel First in Chicago that that lemaisa one would be allowed to make a bernefashos. So you make a bernefashos after your coffee, right? You drank the shir. You make a bernefashos after your chocolates, whatever it is, and then you make a new bracha on the candy. So the question is, what do you mean? How could you do that? It's a bracha shenitzricha, really, because why are you making extra brachas for? You made one shahakal up for everything. Why you keep on making another shahakal, right? The bernefashos you have to make. So that's not a bracha shenitzricha, but another shahakal on the candy. Why? So the answer is, as we know in halacha, if there's a machleikis, a lot of times you have machleikis apoiskim. Not a lack of knowledge. There's two different things. There's a lack of not knowing the halacha, and then there's a straight up machleikis. Right? So in this case, we spoke about in the past, there is machleikis, is Magen Avraham, how that works, if it gets cut off, if Bernefashis cuts off the shahakal, it doesn't cut off, machleikis, Magen Avraham, Elio Rab. Okay, we're not going to get into the whole thing right now, but be it as it may, due to the fact that it is somewhat of a machleikis, therefore, we say that in general, these situations, a bracha she'enitzricha would be okay, because really it's a bracha she'etzricha. It's a bracha that's just sort of like to get yourself out of the machlekes, really to protect yourself over here and so on for all the things that we've spoken about. So Rav Shmuel First did say to make a bernefashos after the coffee, make a bernefashos after the chocolate, and then make a new shahakal on the candy or a new shahakal on the mint, and that would be perfectly fine. If somebody could use one of the eitz tovus that we mentioned previously before, whether setting the alarm or shinei makom, you know, but again, it has to be you have to walk outside a little bit down the block or whatever the case might be. Setting the alarm would be even better. That would be the best, but come Shabbos Yom Tov, obviously we can't do that, so that would not be a problem to make a bernefashos and then a new shahakal. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.